suffer, canning up good things to come. Time the sweet celebration, the debut excitement of knowing that your work is done. Time that moment in time when time's no longer and life will be forever lived. Time the fresh morning.
Greetings. Greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear wonderful sisters of the and brothers of the Uhuru family, this is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Today's recording date is Sunday, September the 22nd, 2013. And the subject of this lesson is an everlasting covenant. An everlasting covenant. Verse 4, chapter 9, Genesis. But flesh with the life thereof, which is the blood thereof, shall ye not eat. The word flesh, flesh of body, flesh of humans, flesh of animals, kindred, even kindred relations. So you say, flesh of my flesh, that's my flesh, that type of thing. Flesh as frail or erring, when we look at ourselves as human beings and how we are frail or weak against, juxtaposed to the Most High, but the Most High is here to give us strength. So you could say it's talking about dietary laws, that you should drain the blood out of the meat before you eat the meat. And blood, 1818 is blood or wine. Bloodthirsty, blood of a person. And my brain is going about thinking about how we shouldn't take the life of each other as human beings, because if you're going to only eat that which you have drained the blood out of, well, you're not going to take a human being and drain the blood out of a human being and consume the human being. So don't take the life of a human being. And this is backed up in verse 5 and 6. And surely your blood of your lives will I require. At the hand of every beast will I require it, and at the hand of man, at the hand of every man's brother, will I require the life of man. In verse 5, whoso sheddeth man's blood, by man shall his blood be shed. For in the image of God made he man. So this is a directive to us: cease the warfare, cease the bloodshed. And even as it concerns animals, the best food are the herbs and the vegetables. And I eat meat. I eat chicken, fish, having some buffalo today. But the best diet is a diet that is not so full of all manner of consumption of meat. Little piece of meat will do you fine. But mainly vegetables and herbs and fruits. These are the best to eat. But as it concerns man and woman, cease the shedding of the blood of man and woman. Cease. Why? Because we are the image. Selim 6754. This is a masculine noun. Image. The image of tumors and mice and heathen gods. So you have the concept of making a god and a goddess after the heathen gods are the wicked ruling class and ruling families. These are the heathen Elohim, but we are the image of the true and righteous Elohim, gods and goddesses, children of the Most High. Image, likeness, resemblance. We are to resemble the Elohim that are the children of the Most High, who created all this magnificent creation, by the power of the Most High. Now, this word has to do with being empty, meaning that we are the image likeness, we are the outline. And then when you have likeness, let me hit that word likeness right quick, because I believe likeness is a feminine word. Let me see. This takes us back to Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. And likeness is 1823. And this is the feminine now. Okay? We have the image, which is masculine. And we have the likeness, which is feminine. And likeness is likeness, similitude. And the word similitude is defined as a quality or state of being similar to something. So the image is an empty image. It's the outline. Okay? And then the likeness fills in the image. The image is the resemblance of the gods and the goddesses. You see, we're looking at the science of the sacred masculine and the sacred feminine working together. The image is masculine, outline, empty. And then the likeness is feminine and fills in the image with the substance, with the body. And so the sacred masculine resemblance of the gods and goddesses, and the sacred feminine, the similitude of the gods and the goddesses. So we resemble, we look like the gods and the goddesses. And then we are similar. Quality of state of being similar to the gods and the goddesses. So when we look at each other, when we come upon each other, we are to be the image, resemble, and likeness, be similar to the gods and the goddesses in look, in action, in deeds. Wow. That is some heavy scripture, sisters and brothers. So, when you see your sister and your brother, you're looking at God and goddess in the flesh. You're looking, we are looking at the children of the Most High. We are looking at someone who is the literal image and likeness of the Elohim, gods and goddesses, children of the Most High, and we are declared Elohim ourselves in Psalm 82 and 6. Ye are all Elohim, gods and goddesses, children of the Most High, so cease the bloodshed. Muslims, Christians, Hindus, Buddhists, socialists, communists, anarchists, so-called people who ascribe to capitalism. I'm talking about poor working class masses of our people, no matter where we are on the planet. Stop killing one another. Stop taking the military of the government and going out and killing your sisters and brothers of the human family. Stop joining CIA. Stop joining FBI. Stop joining the FOP and the FOP teaching you to go out and kill your sisters and brothers of the human family. Stop killing spiritually, mentally, morally, and physically our sisters and brothers of the human family. Stop joining gangs. Stop joining the drug cartels. Stop becoming a part of those who are in government and those who are in the corporations who absolutely day and night construct death, hell, and destruction on other members of the human family. Stop, stop, stop. That's your sister, that's your brother, that's God and goddess in the flesh, that's the image and likeness of God, goddess Elohim in the flesh. Stop shedding the blood of your sisters and the blood of your brothers. Now I want to go down to this covenant and the rainbow. The word covenant. Verse 11, I will establish my covenant with you. This is talking to all of us sisters and brothers. The Most High is talking through the Elohim. Yahweh Yahuwah, life existing, the principles of life, the principles of existing for all are speaking to us through the Elohim. The gods and the goddesses associated with the elements of the universe, earth, air, fire, water, and the elements of the universe teeming with life and animation because of the spirit of the Most High and the various characteristics and attributes that we see in the names of the angels, the Elohim, the gods and the goddesses, children of the Most High, is saying, I will establish my covenant with you. The word covenant is bereth. You see, once again, we want to keep in mind that the wicked ruling class and ruling families do not want us to know this, so they work night and day to supplant us, to strike at our heel, to strike at we who are the soldiers for life, the soldiers for existing for all, the soldiers for truth, justice, and righteousness, the soldiers for freedom, justice, and equality. The wicked ruling class are illegitimate rulers. We are they who are to rule creation and the universe. And so this covenant is to you and me who have been locked out of the system, locked out of this civilization, locked out of everything good in the universe. The word covenant is bereth. 1285 means, it's on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary. This is an African Hebrew word. Covenant, alliance, pledge. Between men, a treaty, alliance, league, man to man, constitution, ordinance, agreement, pledge, alliance in friendship, alliance in marriage, covenant, divine ordinance with signs or pledges, covenant making. You see, this is an African ritual, an African concept. My pastor years ago talked about how he had a friend who wondered why is it that he went into Africa and Africans understood the concept of covenant, and this person said, this is a Jewish concept. Why are Africans administering covenants? Why is it that Africans understand this reality? Well, it's because the Hebrews were African people. And as African Hebrews in Africa, this covenant concept, it's not strange to Africans. This is an African concept. And the word is rooted in a couple of words. 1262, bara, to eat, to consume, to eat, to devour, to cause to eat. Now, bara reminds me of soul. Ba is soul in Egypt. And Ra is the Most High, one of the names of God in Egypt. So we eat by uniting our soul with the Most High personified in the sun, and the sun representing light, because the sun rays beaming down, causing photosynthesis in the earth and the plants, causing there to be growth, causing there to be life, causing there to be something to consume to preserve life. So the covenant is an agreement that the Most High will always work to continue and preserve and create life. This is rooted in another word, 1254, which is bara again, but this word is to create, to shape, to form, fashion, create, always with God as subject. So God creating, God as creating. This is also defined as heaven and earth and man and new conditions and circumstances and transformations and birth and something new and miracles. So the universe, the study of the universe and study of creation for the purpose of understanding the process of birth, rebirth, resurrection, transformation, creating new conditions and circumstances, because we need to create a new condition and circumstance, because it looks like mankind is full of death, hell, destruction, and mentality of death and evil all the time, as it was in the scripture we have here. And the flood came to flush all of that out, teaching us that we must flush our consciousness, clean our consciousness from wickedness, from Satan, from devil, from evil, from the beguiling words and deceptive and deceiving words of the serpent personified in our midst today as the wicked ruling class and ruling families who use their politicians and skillful leaders who use skillful words to maneuver us into death, hell, and destruction. This is some of the meaning of the word covenant. The Most High has made a covenant with you and with me. And look at the one who is the lowest in the system. The one who is considered nothing, no thing, considered the bottom. The Most High has made a covenant with that one. And we are charged with the mission of going to the lowest sister and brother and raising that sister and brother and saying to that sister and brother, the Most High has made a covenant of life with you, with me, with us. He says further, verse 11, chapter 9, I will establish my covenant with you, neither shall flesh be cut off any more by the waters of a flood, neither shall there any more be a flood to destroy the earth. So we're looking at the Most High saying, look, life, no death. You're not going to be cut off. I've made a covenant with you. And the covenant is such that the original covenant, when we pre-existed our physical existence, we promised the Most High that we would come into the earth realm and stand up for truth, justice, and righteousness. And we must honor that original covenant with the Most High. We must honor that original covenant because when you see that Christ has made the covenant, that is you and me. When you see Christ saying to the Most High in the book of Hebrews, prepare me a body to go down so that I may stand up for truth, justice, and righteousness, stand up for the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. That's what is saying in the book of Hebrews. That's you and me. So we are going to honor that original covenant. And we are going to trust the Most High that our lives will be preserved. And verse 12. God, and God here is 430 Hebrew side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. Elohim, gods and goddesses, these are the gods and goddesses speaking. You see, sisters and brothers, when you study the definitions of the word and understand the power of the gods and the goddesses, children of the Most High, creating all this creation by the power of the Most High, and then understand that you and I are also gods and goddesses, children of the Most High, living in the earth realm in human flesh, then we will understand our power and understand that, yes, we have the power and ability to flush our consciousness of all of this death, hell, and destruction. And we have the power to unite and run this creation, run this universe by the power of the Most High. God said, but it's Elohim, gods and goddesses said, this is the token of the covenant. And the word token, 226, Hebrew side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary, oath, sign, signal, a distinguishing mark, a miraculous sign, a warning, a standard, a miracle, a proof. So something is going to happen here that will cause us to see something that will be a sign of the covenant. Now, what is going to be the sign made between me and you and every living creature that is with you for perpetual generations? You see, the Most High is looking at long time. Perpetual is long duration, antiquity, futurity, forever. The wicked ruling class want to suck the life out of you, cut you off. But the word perpetual is 5769, olam, and means forever. The Most High is not looking to cut you and I off. The Most High wants the human family to go on forever. But the wicked ruling class and ruling families want to cut off the human family, kill the human family by the millions, which is why there are wars and rumors of wars day and night. And so, verse 13, we get to what the sign is. What is this sign? God talking, but this is not God as you and I have been taught. This is Elohim, the gods and the goddesses, children of the Most High, talking on behalf of the principles, attributes, characteristics of existing life. It says, I do set, and the word set is Nathan, or Nathan, 5414, to give, to put, to set, to give, even pay wages, exchange, lend. See, the Most High is giving. The devil, the wicked ruling class and ruling families, take, take, take. The Most High is giving. Giving all the time, producing. I give, I set, I give you what? My bow. 7198. Kesheth. This is an African Hebrew word. Hebrew side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. Means a bow for hunting, for the battle. A bowman, archers, a bow of might, rainbow. So we see the rainbow, but the African scientists, we knew about rain, we knew about water. This is all symbol. We knew about the rainbow, so we studied all of this. It says the rainbow is in the clouds, and this is science, because the light of the sun hitting the clouds, hitting water, giving us the colors. And so scientifically, that's how the rainbow is produced. And then we began to study that reality. And we said it's a bow. And the bow is a weapon for a hunter to hunt animals. And so we are the weapon of the Most High. We are the bow. This is to remind us that we have a... Look here. Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy, Jesus. This is to remind us that when we pre-existed ourselves, we made a covenant with the Most High that we would hunt down this wicked system. We would hunt down this animal beast system. The hunter, the bowman, the archer, they hunt for cattle. They hunt for animals. Well, the system is an animal system. This animal system has seated itself in our consciousness. We must, within our own minds and souls and construct and spirit and mind, hunt this wicked system down. Control our passions. Control our desires so that we won't be maneuvered into death, hell, destruction, shedding the blood of our sisters and brothers, men and women, the image of the Most High, children, babies, girls and boys who are image of the Most High, image and likeness of the Elohim, gods and goddesses, children of the Most High. This bow is to remind us that we have made a pledge to fight this wicked system, fight the mind of Satan within ourselves, extract our defects, examine ourselves, examine our defects, examine our faults, and Allah, is well able to protect us from our faults and our defects. And we go into ourselves. We become honest with ourselves. And we want to clean ourselves like the menstrual cycle of Hathor, like the water of the flood. Water is a cleansing agent. Water is an element. One of the four elements, earth, air, fire, and water. Geb is earth. Shu is the air. Ra is fire, Nut is the water, and the Nut, the heavenly waters, the waters that we go in and out, sun, moon, stars, and planets, always giving birth to life again. And so we must use these concepts of waters,
concepts of menstrual cycle and blood to understand that we are to clean ourselves of the thinking of the wicked ruling class and ruling families. Now, how are we to do this, sisters and brothers? I want to move to 1 Peter. This is so interesting because Peter, an African disciple, scientist, follower of Yahushua. Let me see. Let me hit Noah, and I think it'll show up in 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 20 and 21. We see that in this chapter of 3, Peter is talking about cleaning up ourselves, acting right, doing right, obeying the Most High, obeying each other, trusting in the Most High, using our sacred masculine and sacred feminine together, knowledge and wisdom together, within the human family, being of one mind, having compassion for one another, loving your brothers and sisters, being courteous and kind to one another, not rendering evil for evil. Look, we are supposed to be a group of people that are like an organization of warriors that are fighting the wicked ruling class, fighting that mentality within ourselves. And so if we offend one another, don't be so offended. But go back to your sister and your brother and say, come on, we did something to one another, but let's forgive one another, move on as an army so that we may win this earth, this universe, this creation, stand up for truth, justice, and righteousness. Don't fight one another. Don't kill one another. Be a blessing to one another. Then he says, when he gets down to verse 20, which sometime we're disobedient, talking about ourselves. When once the long suffering of God waited in the days of Noah, while the ark was a preparing. Wow, wherein few, that is, 8 souls were saved by water. The like figure, whereunto even baptism doth also now save us, not the putting away of the filth of the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience toward God by the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Let's take this next break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.